This week is week three of our sermon series, The 7 I Am Spoken by Jesus. As a reminder, or if you're catching up, the first two were, I am the bread of life and I am the light of the world. Today we will chat about, I am the gate, which will be complemented by next week's sermon, I am the good shepherd. Let's start by reading John 10, 1 through 10. Despite the thing saying 7 through 10, we're actually going to do 1 through 10. I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Now we'll back up a bit. So Pastor Jamie spoke last week about the Feast of the Booths and how Jesus' teaching on being the light correlated to that. This next lesson and next week's is kind of similar. There's another feast. So the Feast of the Booths celebrated when they were in the desert and the light led them and they lit all the lights in the temple. This one is about 3 months after that festival. They like festivals. There's a lot of festivals. This one's about 3 months after that, in a December time frame from our Western calendars. And this, it's about to be underway. It's called the Feast of Dedication. And this is an 8-day festival celebrating the restoration of the temple after it was destroyed by the Syrian king, Antiochus Epiphanes. Those Syrians. We're learning about the Syrians in our Bible study right now. They like to destroy. Man. So now, John 22, we're not going to do that this week, but John 22, if you want to look up where in the Bible it talks about that, it's shortly after this, and it speaks about this festival that's coming up. Bringing this to Jesus, and what I want you to have in your heads for today, is Jesus is the true leader over Israel who restores the temple of God, which is all of us spiritually. So they're celebrating the dedication of the new temple that was restored after a physical building, after it was physically destroyed. But the correlation here is Jesus is the ultimate leader that will restore the temples that are us, because we're all little temples of God. More may come about this next week. As we know, Pastor Jamie likes to talk about the history, and she's going to go into the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. Today we're focusing on I am the gate. But get information, just keep that in your head and kind of how that correlates just a little bit. Okay, so let's talk about the sheepfold and what a gate is, because I'm sure everybody's familiar with the sheepfold and how everything, some of you might be. Okay, so let's get familiar for those of us that weren't. So the image of a sheepfold is a strong fenced enclosure for the protection of the sheep, often made of stone, but could be a cave with like a bush barrier in front of it. Sorry for folks online, I didn't put it on the screen over for Ellie, but up here you could see what some of them might have looked like, and it would be a tall fence so that you could keep robbers or thieves out because they would take the sheep, or you can keep lions and other predators of the sheep out as well. And then what would happen is they would build this and they would have a gate, and wood was kind of scarce. It wasn't like we would think of a gate. We're thinking of a gate that has like a hinge and it would open and close. They really wouldn't have that. So it would be just kind of an opening of like the cave or an opening of the stone barriers that we have, or sometimes when they would move up into the mountains, if they couldn't find a cave, they'd get a bunch of brush and like put it in place, and then the opening would be about an average human width. So we got that visualized in our heads. One opening, the gate for the sheep to pass through. The sheep would graze. They'd go out and graze during the day, and then the shepherd would gather them up and bring them back to the sheepfold for safety at night. The shepherd or gatekeeper would literally sit at or lay across the opening and be the gate. Being the gate, the sheep would enter and leave only through the shepherd as the gate. The shepherd or gatekeeper would also fend off anything other than the sheep. So if anything else tried to get through the gate, which was them, they would protect the animals or the thieves or robbers from entering into the sheepfold, keeping all the sheep within the fold safe. So only enemies of the sheep, thieves or robbers, would need to climb over the walls, because they would probably try to get in the back and try to climb over, and maybe, you know, the shepherd would fell asleep or was distracted, and so maybe they could climb over a wall. The shepherd only enters through the gate, through the opening. So if the shepherd's going to go in to tend to the sheep, they're going to go through the gate. That's how they know it's the true shepherd. Robbers and thieves wouldn't go through the gate. So when we read, I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. That's where this is correlating. So he's speaking, once again, Jesus is trying to meet the people where they are, because sheep were a huge part of their life during this time. They fed them, they clothed them, it's where they got milk, things like that. There was a huge thing to have sheep. And a shepherd was a good image of a leader, because they lead the sheep. David was a shepherd and called to be a king, and so they could visualize this. However, in typical fashion, and we'll, where you read, they didn't understand this illustration, or that they should have. It should have been a plain illustration for them. Jesus had to explain it further. So in verse 6, we pick up where Jesus is saying, those who heard Jesus' illustration didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them further. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate, the only one to eternal life, represented by the sheepfold. Jesus is the only path to salvation. Verse 9 picks up again. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pasture. Jesus provides for all our needs. Good pasture, let's talk about pasture so we could really put this image in. Good pasture indicates provisions. As a pasture provides the sheep essential nutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, which are essential to a sheep's health and productivity. Spiritually, Jesus provides us the same provisions for our spiritual health and productivity. This correlates to what we have already learned of Jesus being the bread and the light of the world. Pastor Jamie talked about the sustenance of Jesus being the bread and the nutrients that we get from the light that Jesus sends. So basically, we're doubling down on that. See how everything, it's just going to keep building, I think. Everything keeps building, right? So, and then verse 10, it says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The thief takes, Jesus gives. That's a surefire red flag if you've got somebody in your life. If they take, they might be a thief or a robber. If they give, they may be showing a little bit of Jesus. And this is where, I'm going to pause a little bit and go off the book here. This is where Jesus is almost directly trying to say, Pharisees, you are the thieves and robbers, and you are not leading as the example of a shepherd. You could go back into Ezekiel 34. It's a really great book. Might come up next week. Might not. If I was Pastor Jamie, I'd tell you maybe that's some homework. And it really calls out... It really calls out what a good shepherd looks like and what a bad shepherd looks like. And this is where Jesus is referring back to that prophecy, because that prophecy is about Jesus, right? And Jesus being the good shepherd. But we're not talking about that this week. That's next week. But what he's trying to do is he's trying to illustrate to the people, you have been so far led by thieves and robbers. Because the Pharisees are following all these rules and adding rules, and it's almost impossible to keep up with what the Pharisees are, and they're taking and they're using it more as a power thing, where Jesus is trying to give back the power to the people and like, no, follow Christ. This is the provisions that I will give you. So he's trying to make that correlation. The thief takes, Jesus gives. So we are talking about eternal life. We're talking about salvation. When does salvation start? Immediately when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you choose Christ, you come through the gate and become part of the sheepfold. The community of believers is the sheepfold. John 3:16 and 17 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into this world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." The rich and satisfying life that verse 10 told us that the gate is bringing us to is when you choose to accept Jesus and follow Jesus. Following is a journey. Obedience to the shepherd, listening for Jesus' voice and guidance is continuous. As sheep, as our metaphor, the shepherd goes before us to the pastures and leads us back to the sheepfold. Jesus will guide you where you need to go when you need to go there. Jesus will guide you when you need to go out to the pastures and get your nutrients, get your sun, get your minerals. And Jesus will guide you back to the sheepfold when you need to be corralled and protected. Maybe have a little time out. To wander into the pastures or to gather in the sheepfold, but you have to accept Jesus as your Savior. And you have to put into practice every moment of every day to follow Jesus so that you can really get that rich and satisfying life. That's where our part comes in. You don't have to do anything to earn salvation. You just have to believe. But if you really want that rich and satisfying life here on earth and eternity, you have to do your part too in being obedient and following Jesus. That's how you get that rich and satisfying. You have to go through Jesus, the gate to salvation. This is a shorty today. I mean, it's pretty pointed. We're going to read the scriptures again. And then I think it's appropriate when we're talking about salvation that we have an altar call. So we're going to read the scripture again just to let that scripture come over you. And we're going to allow some space this morning for you to either commit for the first time, if you're feeling that on your heart, or for you to recommit to Jesus being your Lord and Savior, your gate, and spiritually walking through that gate again. I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name. Yes, Jesus knows your name. And leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them, and we explain it to you today. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Amen.